Okay, so we're going to start. We're going to do the piece that begins Yotzer Or Uverech Hashech. So we're skipping. I think two pieces, perhaps. Yeah, we're going to do the one that's Yotzer Or Uverech Hashech V'chule Hameir La'aretz V'Ladorim Aleha Berachamim. Okay, so first, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe brings. He begins with a Medrash Tanchuma in Kedoshim. I'm going to read it from inside the Medrash so that we'll see the words and not just the V'chule. They get a fuller context of the Medrash. So the Medrash says it like this. Kedoshim tihiyu ki kodosh ani. Omer lema kadosh baruch hu Yisrael. Kadosh baruch hu said to the Jewish people, Ad sheber loy barasi oylami, before I created my world, the Malachi Asharis already praised me with you, Klal Yisrael. They weren't even in existence yet, but apparently knew something of the future. We'll see. And they were already praising Hashem because of the Jewish people. Umekachin es shmi b'chem, and they were sanctifying my name with you. Vayoymrim, and they said it as follows: Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael min ha'olam ve'ad ha'olam. Kevan shenivra Adam Rishon, so when Adam Rishon was created, Amru Malachi Asharis lefnei Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Malachi Asharis said before Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono shel Olam, Zeh shana mekalsim ha'ischa v'shmai. Is this the one that we were praising you in His name? Is this Yisrael? Amalehem lo. So Hashem said to them, no. Ganavuze. This guy's a ganav. This guy's a thief. Shenema, as it says, Vatoichal mina eitz. She ate from the tree. So it's not him. Bo Noach. Came along Noach. Amaloi. They said to him, Zehu. Oh, is this him? Right. Pasuk says Noach was Tomim. Right. He walked with Hashem. He was a whole, cruel, complete person. So they thought, maybe it's him. Amalehem, zeh, shikohu. This guy's a drunk. It's not him. Shenema, as it says, v'yash minayayin, v'goymer, v'yash minayayin. Amad Avram. Now Avram got on the scene. Amr lefanav, the malachim said, before him, zehu. This must be him. Right, or was that, I don't know, maybe it's a question. Zehu, is this him? Amalehem. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said to them, Ger sheyotza mimenu Yishmael. This is a ger that Yishmael is going to come out of. So it's not Avram either. Avram is not the one you were praising me about with the name Yisrael. Amad Yitzchak. Then Yitzchak comes onto the scene. Amr lefanav, Zehu, is this him? Amalehem. This one, he loves the one who hates me. Shenemar v'yoyhav Yitzchak es Esav. Yoyhav Yitzchak es Esav. You see that Yitzchak loved Esav, and the pasuk says that the Kadosh Baruch Hu hates Esav. Right? They're like Kadosh Baruch Hu and Esav are enemies. They're not. They don't go together. And yet you see that Yitzchak loved Esav. So this is also not him. It's interesting that. No, that was considered, at least as per this medrash, it looks like some kind of flaw. You know, obviously, again, also by Avram Avinu, the fact that Yishmael came out of him wasn't really his fault. It was part of, you know, the plan, that the way Hashem Baruch Hu set things up. But even still, it shows that this is not the Shlemus. The Sfarim tell us, we say it in benching, right? Bakol mikol kol. So by Avram Avinu it says Avram, Hashem Berech Hashem Avram Bakoil. I see I have a problem over here with the video; it keeps going bad. But so I apologize for that. I don't know what's going on here. So Avram Avinu, it says Bakoil, Hashem Berech Hashem Avram Bakoil. By Yitzchak it says Mikoil, and by Yaakov Avinu Loshen is Koil. And this farm explained, if I remember, I saw the Shlokah that speaks about it, is that when you have an additional bays, Bakoil. So that shows that the Shlemus, which is connoted by the word koil, is somewhat tainted, you know, like almost in the Bechina of Kolamais of Gareh, you add to that Shlemus of koil, so there's something missing. He's only, Avraham Avinu only has Bakoil, like in, he has in everything, with everything, but in everything. It's like not mamish everything. Mikoil is, he was blessed from everything, so that's also indicating that there's, he doesn't have koil, he doesn't have everything b'shleimus. And by Yaakov Avinu, he, the Pasuk call, says, referring to Yaakov Avinu, that he koil, everything. So, that, the Shlakalis says, I think it's the Shlak that, in other Sfarim, that that's because Yishmol came out of Avraham Avinu. Now the video here is frozen. The Yishmol came out from Avraham Avinu, and Yitzchak and Esav came out from Yitzchak. So that was some psoilus. That was something that wasn't whole, wasn't complete, that came out from Avraham and Yitzchak. So they're not the soif pasuk. They're not the full story yet. Avraham Avinu, it says, mitasoi shlema. His bed was shlema. There was no psoilus that came out. There was no bad that came out of him. So that shows that Yisrael is the one who's the koil, who's the shlemus tachlas ha'adam. Now that's what happens over here. Kevin Shebel Yaakov, says the Medrash. Once Yaakov comes, Amru Lefanov, they said before him, Zehu, is this him? Amalehen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Hein, that's right, it's him. Vecheinu Oymer, V'lekara Oichimcha Yaakov, Ki'im Yisrael, Yiyu Shemecha, V'nikru Kol Yisrael Al Shema. And all the Jewish people are going to be called by the name Yisrael, because, by the name of Yaakov Avinu, who becomes Yisrael. V'oysa Shah, Kiddush HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as Yisrael Lishmoy, at that moment, it's like very interesting. It's like a reaction to the Malachim, seeing Yisrael and recognizing that this, maybe this one is it, and being correct. At that moment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mekadosh Yisrael to his name, Shenema, as it said, Yisrael Asher Becho Espoer, Yisrael, who through you I become beautified, and so like HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets covered through Klal Yisrael. Okay, the Medrash continues, but that's enough for what we need. So let's see now, Rabbi Akamosh. I'm skipping to the end of the Medrash because we read the Medrash just with more Shlemus. Mikan loimdim anu. From this Medrash we learn, Sheteudatam shel malachim lesaper merosh ma she'atid litgalot. From here we learn that it's from the characteristic or the job of the malachim to tell over straight from the start, tell over before something happens what is going to happen in the future, what is going to be revealed in the future. That is part of the job, part of the tafkid of the malachim, is to say what is going to be revealed in the future. Mehuto shel tafkid zeh, the essence of this job, hu leharot shekol ma shenase ve'yaseh, is to show that everything that was done and will be done, haya b'machshava v'kavana meduyeket mitchila, was with exact thought and intention from the start. V'lechach no'adu. So that's very interesting, right? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates a bria, okay, so perhaps there would be room to say, he didn't necessarily plan out all the details. He just did something, but not every detail over here was exactly planned out. The fact that the malachim, before things come into revealed state in this world, that they predict, they say, and they tell over what's going to happen, that reveals the fact that everything done here is completely planned out by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ulechach no'adu ha'malachim la'asig et kol kochot ha'bri'ah u'gvuleah. And it's for that that the malachim were designated, to understand, to attain understanding all the koichas ha'bri'ah, all the powers of the creation, u'gvuleah, and its limits, v'legalot mirosh ma'ashi ebesof, and to reveal initially what is going to eventually be. Lachen, therefore, kedei legalot le'ein kol, Sheisrael alu b'machshava tchila, in order to reveal the eyes of all that the Jewish people went up in God's thought straight from the start, as the Tana d'Vel Yoel in Perek Yudalet says, Kvar hayu ha-malachim mekalsim et HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem Elokei Yisrael od lifnei b'riyas Adam HaRishon. So therefore the malachim praised HaKadosh Baruch Hu already before the creation of Adam HaRishon. They were praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, calling him Hashem, the God of Israel. Uvaterem kaltav b'riyat Shemayim v'aretz. And before the creation of Shemayim v'aretz, heaven and earth, was created. That was very, very important that the Malachim, straight already before the first person was created and before the creation was actually completed, that the Malachim already praised HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Hashem Elokei Yisrael, because that showed that Klal Yisrael was Oile B'machshava before creation. Kein Hadavar. So is the matter Gam B'yachas L'kol HaKochot HaTmonim V'Gnuzim B'Avaya, to all the powers that are hidden and concealed in the existence. Hamalachim mesaprim lemala al hakochot kulam. The malachim tell over up there about all the koiches. Gam elu shelo yatzah andayin shimusham lepol. Even those koiches that have not yet come into manifestation, velo ba'u lidei bitui, and still have not yet come into expression. That's what the malachim do. Zeh sha'imim anu. This is what we say in the davening. Keil baruch gedoil deo. Right? The blessed, great, you know, great of greatness of knowledge, whatever, of God. Heichinu po'al zo'echama. He prepared and he activated the rays of the sun. Toiv yotzar kavod lishmoy. Right? He formed good and honor to his name. Iris nosan svivos uzoi. He put the luminaries, right, the sun, the moon, etc., around his strength. Pinois tzvav kedoshim roi meishakai. Oh, now here it goes. Pinois tzvokov kedoshim. So these are the hosts, the holy hosts. Roi meishakai, right? So it's a reference to the malachim. Tamid mesaprim kvoit keil. They are always speaking the glory of God, uktushase, and his holiness. Acher shebirachnu yoitzer oir uvoyre choyshech oise shonu uvoyre sakoil hamei la'aretz v'ladom alea barachem uvutui mechadish b'chol yoyim tobit ma'aseh bereishis morabu ma'asech Hashem kulam b'chach ma'asis emolotz kinyonecho. After we made the bracha that Hashem created light and darkness and he makes peace and created everything and that he lightens up the world and gives light to the world and everyone living on it with mercy and with his goodness, he brings anew every day the whole creation. How great, how many are your actions, Hashem, or the things that you've made, Hashem? Kulam b'chachma asisi. All of them were made with, you made with chachma, you made with wisdom, all of them. They were all very intentional, planned out. Mal ha'aretz kinyanecha, the world is filled with your creations. Leimar, it is to say, shekalanim tse ba'aretz. Everything that is found in the land, everything that's found in the world, kol hakochot hagnuzim v'agluyim shebavia, all the concealed and revealed koichos that are in the universe, that are in existence, hakol kinyanin shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's all the kinyan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's all his, it's all given by him, created by him. Me'amtim anu et hadvarim. So after we say that, after we begin the bracha of Yotzer Or with that, with the chachma of Hashem in the way he created the world, so we verify it. Me'amtin anu et advarim. We verify the thing, these things, al yedei zeh shemalachim mala kvar mesaprim kvod keil ukdushato. But the fact that, you see, the malachim mala, the malachim above, they've already been telling over, they've already been saying the glory of God and his kiddush and his holiness. Va'omir me'rosh, and they said already before, mashi yitgale be'atid, what will become revealed in the future, min hatamun v'agnuz b'havaya, from what is hidden and concealed within the havaya. You know, that includes all technology, you know. Malachim already, like mesaprim, like all the technology that has been figured out in recent years and that has yet to be figured out. It's all being applied already by the malachim in praising Hashem. And then we finish, Tizborech Hashem Elikeinu al Shevach Maasei Yadech. Hashem, our God, you should be blessed on the praise of your creations, of what you've made. Kolaymar, meaning Yirotzoin. It's like a tefillah almost, right? Tizborech, you should be blessed. It's like a tefillah. Yirotzoin should be the will. Shegam HaKoiches HaTmunim Yidgalu V'yetzu L'or. That also the koiches that are still hidden should become revealed and manifest. V'yizborech V'yishtabach Shmoy Aleihem. And that you should be blessed, and his name should be blessed and praised on those koiches that still have not yet come out. So he hasn't been praised down here, but he should be praised on those as well. We should be zeichah to see all the future revelations of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has put into this Bria. Yeah, I always say, like, for me, if I get a very big espialis from airplanes, you know, or space rockets, you know, spaceships. And that's like unbelievable to think, right? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into this Bria such unbelievable possibility, and into man Chachma to get to, like, that's like wild. It's Merabs and Igra. Yeah.
Artificial intelligence.
So all these Koiches HaTmunim, they bring more and more Shevach to that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts what looks in a certain way like such a simple creation, trees, you know, rocks, sand, dirt, like, what is it already? Animals, plants, very simple, natural. The natural world is very simple, right? And there's so much that's really withheld within the forces of nature. So much unbelievable koyach that you can speak here to somebody, you know, overseas, and you can pass over information instantaneously, basically, from one side of the other world to the other. I mean, it's just endless. It's just raps and egg, unbelievable. There's all the kvod kale. So we're being zeicha today. You have to realize that we're being zeicha today to see more and more revelation of the kvod kale. That's what we should be seeing when we see technological advance and medical advance, whatever it is, right? We should be seeing the kvod kale in it all, the ribui kvod shemayim. Okay, any ha'aras on that piece or questions? Everyone's speechless. Let the malachim do the talking.
I always say that the miracles of Egypt were also in the Bria beforehand.
Right.
They were put in the place that those forces of nature should act in a certain way when it happened.
Yeah, there is such a thing written that the miracles that take place at HaKadosh Baruch Hu really also imprinted that those possibilities into the creation originally. It might be a point, a little bit of a machlekes, and there might also be difference between different miracles, but yeah, I think we saw that the Rambam actually went with that mahalach. I think we once did a shir on that. Yeah.
Does a malach have any additional roles? This is one of the
Malach's
roles, or is there any
role? Okay, so Moshe is asking, does the Malach Malachim have any additional roles, or is this like the only role? So the answer to that is that the Ramchal, the way he describes in Derech Hashem, the job of Malachim, it's to bring forth the creations down here in the world of Asiyah from their roots in the Olam HaBriah. He doesn't actually, in Derech Hashem, use that terminology. He uses the terminology of the Koiches HaNivdalim, but in other works of the Ramchal, it's clear that that's a reference to the Olam HaBriah, like the spheres of the world of Briah, the beginning of creation. There's like this spiritual world of which, you know, isn't completely not physical, and then the Malachim's job is to bring forth whatever's over there in those spheres of Briah, to manifest them down here. So they're the messengers, that they're pkidim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in bringing the world of Yetzirah into being.
And that's live.
That's live. Meaning
they exist within time and above time.
What do you mean by that?
Because they predicted everything in advance,
right.
But at the same time, in the here and now, they are bringing things into expression.
Correct. Yeah. Very good. Okay, next piece. How many are your creations, Hashem? All of them you made with Chachma. The world is filled with your kinyanim, which could be either it's creations with your creations. Yisoid hateva, the foundation of nature, hu koach chayim hapoel b'loy b'chira. This is chashuv. Okay, the foundation of nature is the koach, the power of life that works without bechira. Okay, functions without any bechira. Daniel, you're not muted. Yeah. So he says like this: Ein tzorech l'shum kavana b'sha'a shemitilim hazer l'toch beten ha'adama. There is no need for any intention when you are putting seeds into the ground. You don't need intention to grow something. Hateva po'elet shelo bli shum kavana l'shem gidul utzmicha. Nature runs its course regardless if you have intention for growing something or not. Right? Seeds will grow. The fish at when they're put in the ground. The fish at koach eloki ha'omid lemala mikol rotzin shel adam ubechirasa, because nature is a godly koach that stands above any will of man and his bechira. Omitoch ze atzmo, and from this itself mit dame hateva ki ilu ne'la mimenu akoach eloki. Dafka through this. It appears, the tev appears, nature appears as if the godly koach is concealed from it. Because its godly power is beyond the realm of man. And you need a specific investigation to understand this. Meaning you need to really delve into this. You need to, this takes thought. To get to the tachap, this takes thought. Tachap, the godly koach is not automatic, right? It takes thought. So that's an interesting idea here, right? He's saying that teva be'etzem is a very godly. It's so godly that it stands with beyond man. It's not totally in man's bechira. It runs on autopilot because the pilot is God. But dafka, because of that, it looks like it's just like a natural thing, because it never changes. It's always doing the same thing. So, the fact that it's such a godly power, is what actually conceals it, or conceals the godliness. V'koytzer daito shel adam mehapech zel ro'etz. And the short-mindedness of a person changes this, overturns this into dafka, a bad thing. To imagine nature as being a koach that is less than it, less than him. And from this, they come to all the false mistakes, the incorrect mistakes that people have made based on nature. But you need to know, you need to be maskil on the dva, on the truth. La vinola ishuro, to understand it correctly. Va'az mitnasim la amirat hashira, and then when you do, you become, you rise up to sing shira. Morabu masecha Hashem, how many are your creations, Hashem? Kulam bechach masisa, all of them you made with wisdom, mala with your kinyanim, with your creations. Magadlu masecha Hashem, oidam kumachshav esecha. How great, right? These are two different bechinas, and another shir we'll see later in the sefer. Rabbi Yaakov Moshe talks about these are two separate bechinas. Ma rabu is how many. It's the number, the quantity. Uma gadlo is how great. It's like the quality. It's like how amazing. Your maasecha, ma'od amku machshavizecha. Your thoughts are very profound. Ish bar le'edoch sili ovnezayis. The foolish person will not know that. The fool will not understand this. He gets blinded by the by nature just seeming to be on autopilot. Okay. Kala hasogos, another piece. Kala hasogos she'ef shel hasigul lehavin. This is actually Rabbi Yaakov Mashiach is making a little bit of a Kabbalah point in this piece. All the hasogos that it's possible to understand, all the understandings that one can understand, lehavin mizma, and to the truth is that, you know, he uses two lashonos here, lehasig ulehavin, okay, to conceptualize and to understand. All those hasagas, mizman shepaska nevuah miYisrael, from the time that prophecy has stopped in the Jewish people, einan ela ba'olam asiyah. All those hasagas are only in the world of asiyah. There are no hasagas since nevuah has stopped. Today we read in the Haftarah, Parshas Yisro, right, the Ma'aser Merkava, and that officially really is in the Olam HaYetziro, vision of Yechezkel. Although he's really seeing from there, he's like seeing up into Atzilus, but it's going through this the prism of Yetzira, and that's what the point over here of Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is, that all hasagas that we have today are all only in the Olam Hasiya, K'moshe Kosef Rabbeinu Hagro Zatzal, like Rabbeinu Hagro has written. And now Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is going to explain what does that mean. Hakavana b'zeh. I kind of gave a little bit of I slipped and told a little bit of what that means, because I used the word prism. Okay, we'll see. Hakavana b'zeh. The kavana of the goyin is like this. Ki kol ha'asogos shehidunu masigim b'mahut ha'olamot. All the hasogos that we attain as per the fabric of the worlds, the essence of the worlds, afilu ba'olam ha'atzilus, even in the world of Atzilus, uba'olam ha'yosek v'ayim, and in the higher worlds, even the higher, af ha'avod yisra adina v'yotem uv'shata, even the most subtle and abstract understanding, ein ze rak kafi ma'shemevinim ba'olam ha'asiyah, all of it is only according to what we understand in the world of Asiyah. Right? Our minds are bound, live, and conceptualize only based on what we have here in Olam Asiyah. But in the world of formation and higher, there they understand completely different understandings. The Ein Kavonas Agro, the intention of the Gro is not to say that when we mention Atzilus or similar ideas, that it's all from Asiya. Chas v'shalom leimerkein. Chas v'shalom to say that. Okay, what he means is that in the Sifri Kabbalah we find a lot of the Bali Ruach HaKodesh after the time of the Nevuah was already Pesach, right? Arizal, for example. So there's a lot of discussion about what goes on in the world and how the world of Atzilus looks. Okay? And also higher than that, the Leshem especially has a lot of lengthy discussion and higher up than Atzilus. So Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is saying the Goyin is not meaning to say that everything you see regarding Atzilus and higher is really referring to the Atzilus of Asiya, because one of the fundamental points in Arizal is that every world subdivides, everything subdivides into everything, so that if you have every single world has within it a full Atzilus Briya Tzira Asiya, and even higher than that, break up within itself. Similar to what we have in Sfiras HaOmer, where we've spoken about in the past, that the Sfiras all have within them 10 Sfiras. In Sfiras HaOmer we deal with 7, so we deal with 7 times 7. Chesed Shebechesed, Gvura Shebechesed, Teferes Shebechesed, etc. And then Teferes also has Chesed Shebechesed, etc. And the same thing is true of the world. So the world of Asiya has within it the Atzilus Shebasiya. So one may erroneously understand the Gra to have meant that whatever you see about Atzilus, we're not really discussing Atzilus Mamish, we're discussing Atzilus Shebe'asiyah, the Atzilus of the Asiyah world. Says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, Chas v'shalom, to say that that's not the intention. Avla Kavona, the intention is Shahasagaseinu b'mahusa Atzilus, that our grasping as far as the mahus of the Atzilus, he asagas elam asiyah, is only a hasaga v'elam asiyah. That's why I said it's through the prism. It's an asiyadik understanding of what's going on in Atzilus. V'zehu mo rabu masecha Hashem, kulam b'chachma asisa, malarz kinyanecha. That is what we are saying with that pasuk, right? And we say it in davening over here, that how many your creations are, Hashem, all of them you've made with chachma, the land is filled with your creations. Shekol midas ha-chachma, shehidinu masigin, for all the midas of chachma that we attain, einan rak lefi erich olam asiyah, they are only according to the level of olam asiyah. That's kulam bechachma asisa. You see, chachma is a little bit of a code word Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is using here. Chachma refers to really all of Chachma's Kabbalah. It's called Chachma. The Torah of the Kabbalah is rooted in that level of Chachma. And that is the Olam, as far as spheres and world relationships, the world of Atzilus is the world of Chachma that relates to the sphere of Chachma. So that's why the Ikar of Torah HaKabbalah is in the world of Atzilus. It's not Stam. It's because Atzilus is Chachma. Chachma is Atzilus. And Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is saying that's what we're indicating in this pasuk. All of them bechachma asisa, meaning that all the hasaga that we have in chachma asisa is coming to us through asiya, through the level of asiya. V'chol akinyanim einam elu lefi havanas midas haaretz, and all the kinyanim are only according to the understanding of the midas haaretz, of the right, the madrega of the arts of the physical world. Artsius is physicality. All right.
There's no way to attain enlightened consciousness.
Enlightened consciousness, like from a higher level. You're saying like a yetziradik understanding. Correct, there's no way without nevuah.
One second, I'm being medayik that there is enlightened consciousnesses within Asiya.
Within Asiya.
Are there or not?
Yeah.
It's just the one that was stuck with by nature.
Well, no, you could have from higher parts of Asiya. You could have like an Atzilusdik, understanding and consciousness, an Atzilus Sheba Asiya understanding. Mm-hmm. Through Nevuah, we'd be able to even break out and see from a higher level, from a higher world.
So today there are experiences of enlightened consciousness.
I do believe, I think that all Ruach HaKodesh is some kind of enlightened consciousness. You know, again, Ruach HaKodesh has many different levels. But on the higher levels, the ones that are more regularly referred to as Ruach HaKodesh in our way of education, those are certainly higher states of consciousness. Mm-hmm. Yeah, certainly.
And typically when we speak about Ruach HaKodesh, it's about the ability to predict something, but it's not necessarily...
No, it's not necessarily prediction.
...see things qualitatively different.
Yeah, not necessarily. Ruach HaKodesh, if people understand Ruach HaKodesh just mean prediction, then that's certainly completely nothing to do with Ruach HaKodesh. That's like, not that it's nothing to do, sometimes Ruach HaKodesh can give a person insight into what's going to be that hasn't yet, that's not yet. But not always. And even in Chazal, that there are stories that they just weren't given. They weren't given to know something. There's a Sefer Shari Kedusha of Reb Chaim Vital, and there's a Shar Dalad, right, which has the whole Shar Dalad is how to attain Ruach HaKodesh. Now, generally speaking, Shar Dalad was never published. In other words, only the very, very beginning of it. But the practical manual to get Ruach HaKodesh was not printed. It was printed eventually in a Sefer called Sefer Abris from Pinchas Mivilna. Very chash of a Sefer, like the first half of the Sefer was discussion of the science and nature of his day, of what they understood. It's mostly irrelevant today. But the second half of the Sefer is a lot of, you know, Moser and building up the person, your Shemayim, and etc. And it kind of culminates with Ruach HaKodesh, because that's the natural process of spiritual growth. Like we know from Pinchas Ben Yair, the natural process of spiritual growth, that's where we're all headed and aiming, Bez Hashem, and headed for, is Ruach HaKodesh and Nevuah. So he gives, there he printed the Shar Dalet. Since then it's been printed, Avat Shalom printed it in a Sefer separately, Shar Ruach HaKodesh. But what I want to say is, over there, you see that there's part of it is there's a list of names and different, like, it's almost like keys to opening up various places for, in Ruach HaKodesh through meditating and these different things. That's, you know, that's part of the Mahalach in that specific Sefer. Now, there is Ruach HaKodesh that's not necessarily where the person's trying to open up and get Ruach HaKodesh, but in that specific Sefer, Reb Chaim Vital, he does give that kind of thing. You know, I would say don't try this at home, because a person that's not holding there, it's first of all, it's a waste of time, because it's not going to happen. And we could just leave it at that. But it's not, it's such a waste of time that it's, I would say it's not even dangerous. The person's really on a higher level, then maybe it's dangerous. But like the, even the Rishayim said, you know, that Rabbi Avram and Rambam says when a person starts to get Ruach HaKodesh, you shouldn't do it without a Rebbe. You need to have like guidance in how to receive. He's talking about a person that's been holding there, but you have to have, he says, by Nevi'im, because they could lose, they were able to die, because they would be able to kind of reach such levels where their body would just stop. So you need like somebody to teach you how to, like, I guess, put the brakes on and keep your neshama in your body. It shouldn't, chas v'shalom, completely bond with the Creator yet. We don't want it to go, you know, we don't want that complete bond yet where the body's not involved.
Arba shenichnasu lepardes, that was an Asiyah experience?
Arba shenichnasu lepardes, according to this Gra, yes. It would have been an Asiyah. In other words, they're going up through the states, but yeah, through Asiyah Dika L'chayra. L'chayra, the, in other words, in their, I would say it differently. I would say in their minds, they were going up to higher worlds. But their understandings that they pulled out of those higher worlds were all through the prism of Asiya. That's the way I would say it. More, I think that's more accurate. They really walked around, so to say, in the higher worlds, higher chambers, but the takeaways that they had, the way they were bringing down the information into themselves, and what they saw was through the Olam Asiya, was through Olam Asiya understandings. So, I mean, if you take a 7-year-old to a trip, and you take him to a museum, right? So he's going to read everything. He's going to understand whatever he sees through the 7-year-old's mind. You take a 40-year-old, the 40-year-old is going to be the same museum, seeing the same things, but he's going to see it on his level through the 40-year-old mind. So you'll have these people, they'll be going there, but they'll still only be a 7-year-old child, so to say, relative to those higher worlds. So they can't break out of the Asiya mind. Okay, we'll stop here. All right, a good vach to everyone.
Good vach, thank you,
Mikro. Okay. You're welcome, Shavuot Tov.